Thank you very much. We're week number 10 on the bowling calendar already, so one-third of the season is completed. We have our first tournament of the season completed this past Saturday, and we once again have scores from the Northland Youth League and, of course, the high games for the men and for the women for week number 10. Let's first take a look at the third annual Mary G. Beverly Memorial Tournament. Would like to thank all the ladies for participating. We had 40 ladies at Northland this past Saturday. Want to thank Mary Beverly's family for coming down to share this moment with us. Our champion for the third annual Mary Beverly tournament was Rachel Handwerk. Rachel entered the tournament with a 188 tournament average. She had games of 257, 204, 226. She threw out her low game of 189, so she had all four games over average. That gave her a 687 series plus 113 pins to give her the championship total of 800. Carla Wigan Mendenhall was in second place with a 163 average. She threw out her first game of 139 and had games of 181, 183, and 211 for a 575 series plus her 180 pins handicap gave her the second position of 755. Lynn Henderson was in third place with a 745. Christina Sherman finished in fourth with 741. Vicki LaPierre finished in fifth place with 740. Nancy Scholander finished in sixth place with 738. Kamala Kramer in seventh place with 732. Cheryl Fritz finished in eighth place with 728. Monica Solis was in ninth place tie with Lynn Sturr with 712. Mary Staple in 11th place with 707. Jennifer Servell Thomas finished in 12th place with 699. And in 13th place, the last position to pay, Jennifer Bloomfield with a 698. So once again, a very successful tournament, our first tournament of the season completed. We will now move on to the 37th annual Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament. It'll be for the next two weekends. And that will be at Alley's, and there are openings in all squads, the 19th and 20th this coming weekend, squad times 1 and 3 o'clock, the 26th and 27th, same times 1 and 3. It's $30 per person. Make sure you get those entries in because we do have some squads that are nearing full. And then when that tournament's completed, we're going to move right into the 500, 600, 700 tournament. So we have actually five tournaments in a row, five Saturdays and Sundays in a row. The 5, 6, 700 tournament will be at Northland Lanes, December 3 and December 4, and then December 10 and December 11. All of the squad times are at 1 o'clock. Let's take a look at the scores from Northland Youth back to the week ending November 5. Paul Duff had a 278 game. Peyton Beverwijk with a 232. Caden Brummels with a 230. Ashley Duff with a 200 game. And Shannon McDonald with a 202. Ryan Duff had a 741 series. His games were 226, 237, and 278. Caden Brummels had a 678 series along with games of 230, 223, and 225. This past weekend, the ending Saturday, the 12th of November, Alex Voigt with a 226, Caden Brummels with a 234, Ryan Duff with a 223, and Peyton Beverwijk had a high game of 204. In series, Alex Voigt with a 622 had games of 226, 201, and 195. Caden Brummels, games of 199, 225, 234 for a 658. And Ryan Duff with games of 174, 213, and a 223 for a series of 610. Let's take a look at the high scores for the week. Let's start out with the ladies first today. Carla Stowe from Starlight had a high game this week of 247. Monica Solis from Starlight with a 244. Grace Hopkins from Friday Night Rollers, high game of 240. Dawn Chamberlain from Thursday Night Misfits with a 234, and Dawn also had a 221 game in the Sunshine League. Lori Kirkland from Sunshine, 228. Rachel Handwerk from Sunshine, 227. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight with a high game of 225, and Belle Guerra from Sunshine also had a game of 225. Bowling a 222 was Skylar Beverwijk from Saturday Night Fever, And finishing up the top 10 this week, Courtney Kirkland from Sunshine with a 217. And the high games for the season, Lori Kirkland with a 280, Dawn Chamberlain with 279, Jennifer Serval-Thomas, 277, Courtney Garbelink with a 277, Cindy Heckman with a 268, Chelsea Bosher, 265, Robin Branson, 254, Kaylee Pardue with a 248, Tammy Newberry with 245, and we now have four ladies with 244 games, Kim Smith, Kaylee DeLeon, Skylar Beverwijk, and we also added this week Monica Solis, all with games of 244. High series for the week ending November 12, Lori Kirkland, 655. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight, 634. Grace Hopkins, Friday Night Roller, 615. Jennifer Serval-Thomas from Starlight was 613. Skylar Beverwijk, Saturday Night Fever, 598. Carla Stowey, Starlight, 597. Dawn Chamberlain, Thursday Night Misfits, 591. Carol Vincent from Friday Night Rollers, 559. Belle Guerra, Saturday Night Fever, 542. And Monica Solis, Saturday Night Fever, with a 533. High series for the season, Lori Kirkland is still leading with 726. Kim Smith with a 691. Robin Branson, 690. Kaylee Pardue, 683. Christina Sherman, 671. Dawn Chamberlain, 656. Jennifer Serval-Thomas, 654. Also a 654 was bowled by Courtney Garbelink. Tammy Newberry with 652. And Chelsea Bosher finishing up the high series for the season with a 645. Taking a look at the high scores for the men ending week 12, November 12, and week number 10. Ronnie Snoke from Rich Dahlman had 11 strikes in a row for a 290 game. Bob Zuverink from Saturday Night Fever, 289. Virgil First from Suburban, 288. Steve Petrie from Saturday Night Fever with a game of 280. Brian Morin from Tri-City, 279. Adam Hopp, Suburban, 277. Keith Scram from Suburban, 269. Also bowling a 269 was Tim Cruzy from Tri-City. Troy Thome from Suburban, 268, and also Josh Verberg from Suburban with a 268. High games for the season. Connor Brookhouse is still leading our one and only bowler with a 300 so far this season. He bowled that in the West Ottawa League. Ben Fellows from Suburban and Scott Smith from Tri-City, both with games of 299. Mike Putnam from Businessmen's, 298. Ryan Hag-Logton from West Ottawa with 297. Todd Dahlman, Tri-City, 295. We added this week Ronnie Snoke with a 290. And we have three bowlers with 289, Curtis Formsma, Bob Zuverink, and Mike Torres. High series for the week, Virgil First from Suburban, 773. Josh Verberg, Suburban, 736. Steve Petrie, 734 from Tri-City. Todd Grahams and Paul Duff, both from Tri-City, had identical series of 727. Bob Zuverink, Saturday Night Fever, 724. Ronnie Snoke, Rich Dahlman Memorial, 721. Brian England from Saturday Night Fever, 721. Sean Colvin from Rich Dahlman Memorial with 719. And Greg Harris from West Ottawa with 711. Our high series for the season, Scott Smith last week bowled our season high so far, 866, had games of 280, 299, and 287. Tim McKessie, Northland Selects, 794. Bob Zuverink from Tri-City, 789. Brian Morin from Saturday Night Fever, 789. Todd Dahlman from Tri-City, 775. We added this week Virgil First from Suburban with 773. Brent Beverwijk from Businessmen's League, 771. We added this week Ronnie Snoke from Rich Dahlman Memorial with 769. Steve Petrie from Tri-City, 762, and also Josh Verberg from Suburban with a 762. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 10. We will talk to you again next week, Monday.